Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 10, Yellow. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm reading these messages, letters home, segments of books that we're reading, like Zhang and his love for the river knows itself. Who would have thought Zhang was a fan of Sabatino, but I do get it. I read some of it. I want to slip it into my pocket. It's a piece of home, and stopping was like tearing myself away from the shelter of an old and solid friendship. It's my only ritual for them. I feared funerals when I was younger, but I miss them here now. My funerals are for the living, not the dead. The book was Zhang's comfort, but these messages, they're no comfort. Cold, heartless, empty. Just like the darkness out there, it teases you with the stars. A flicker here, a twinkle there. But the overwhelming, the overbearing reality is the darkness. You cannot get away from it. It's always there. It engulfs you, especially when you're not paying attention. That split second that you let your guard down. But the darkness of space also serves as the dividing line between us and them. Between civilization and barbarism. We stopped at places with strange names, where the dance of death and trade go on and on in a still and earthy atmosphere of an overheated catacomb. And what am I left with from this experience? Nowhere did we stop long enough to get a particular impression. But the general sense of vague and oppressive wonder has grown upon me. It's like a weary pilgrimage amongst hints of half-remembered nightmares.
Yes?
It's me.
Here's the latest. Onboard energy consumption is good. I've set the pods for 2 cycles on, 2 cycles off. That should keep the waste down for the power up and the power down procedures.
And in the pods?
We should be good.
Thanks.
I don't know why, but I've been thinking more about Jordan recently. I don't know. The familiarity of home, I guess, or something else. That girl is the guardian of the door to darkness. She doesn't even know it. Sitting back with her friends, concerning herself with the worries of home. Home? I don't even know what that is. I don't think I ever did. But coming out here, I think everyone became like me. There is a comfort in that. Perhaps when...
Yes.
It's me again. Major, I think we need to talk. Can you come down to the bridge?
On my way.
So much for sleep. It's such a luxury, but one stolen by responsibility, regret, pity. Major Wallenrod, end.
Kendra, can you run a dispatch for 7 messages back to the home system? 7 locals in Earth's jurisdiction? Kendra? Kendra? Kendra!
Kendra?
Yes, Father?
The nitrogen, oxygen, and argon levels in the air mix don't look right. Can you run a diagnostic?
I cannot provide a full analysis of the anomaly under the current protocols, requesting access to navigation and life support systems.
You are granted read-only access, Kendra.
Running analysis. Estimated time until completion, 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's okay, Kendra. Just let me know when you're done.
I have completed the analysis, Father.
That was quick. What do you got?
Anticipated levels of carbon dioxide is much lower than expected.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the 4 of us, isn't it, Kendra?
Affirmative. In addition, I require no air mix. To be precise, only 3 are...
I get it, Kendra. What do I need to make changes to this regulation?
Changes require multiple crew members to execute.
Fine. I will call...
There are not enough crew members on board currently to execute the required changes, Father.
Kendra, are there any workarounds available?
I am able to make the required changes remotely. However, I will require additional access to life support systems in order to do so.
I'm not sure if that's appropriate for me to allow, Kendra.
Access can be limited to required systems. You have full control over security protocols from your workstation, Father. I am more than capable of executing the required changes.
Of course you are, Kendra. You're very talented.
I have many skills, Father.
And there you are, Kendra. Hang on a sec. Kendra, CO2 and nitrogen in sectors 4 and 8 are fluctuating rapidly. Kendra? Kendra? Kendra, security protocols are no longer working. Please abort the previous sequence. Kendra, shut it down! Oh no.
Kendra? Kendra! Okay, I'm here. What's going on? And why is it so damn cold?
A lot, actually. The temperature has been dropping in key areas. Engineering, the systems integration room, and Kendra's mainframe. Kendra has full control of life support systems in those areas.
Hang on. Why is Kendra...
Kendra, run a general diagnostic on vital environment and functions. Comparative analysis against existing systems. Compare using all flight data as source.
Yes, Father. Running a general diagnostic on vital environment and functions.
Bit excessive, isn't it?
Kendra, how many minutes to completion of diagnostics?
1 hour and 23 minutes.
Is there any way to speed up the process?
Disconnecting from non-vital systems will reduce capacity requirements. I suggest maintaining existing life support access.
Agreed. I will disconnect communications for the duration.
Okay, what the hell's going on? And why am I suddenly scared of the ship's computer?
Kendra might be implementing return to home protocols.
Huh? Why?
She may not think we have the capacity to control the ship with our current complement. So she's taking control.
What can she do?
Kendra is programmed to shut down all non-vital systems and return back to the home system as quickly as possible. No need for air. No need for pressure. No need for temperature control.
Holy shit! We're gonna suffocate if that happens!
But don't worry. She'll increase to maximum speed as quickly as possible. Your insides will be splattered all over the walls before you lose any oxygen.
What about the pods?
Well, you can be splattered against them if you prefer. It's not a critical system.
But we're on board.
Well, Kendra would only do something this drastic if there was some clear and present threat to the primary mission.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Don't look at me.
And what about you, Major? We've delivered our cargo. What exactly are we doing out here?
What are you implying?
This has been nothing but one disaster after another on this...
Father! Major!
Let's get out of here. I don't like talking in front of it right now.
What the hell are we doing here?
Just checking food supplies and warp engine stability.
Could we have just done this in the engine room?
How did the Bulls go in the last game? Did they win?
I think so. Yeah, by 43 points.
What did you just do, Father?
Shit. You done, Carlos?
What was that?
Not now.
What did you just do, Father?
We've limited your access to the existing systems that you were linked to.
Why did you do that?
Because we're not sure about your current status, Kendra.
Isn't that giving away the farm a bit?
Trying to outsmart a computer with access that... There's no point lying. We have limited its access now. That should suffice. Carlos, shut it down.
That cryptic conversation before. About the Bulls.
Yes. An emergency protocol only learned by key officers on capital ships with... one of those. The protocols are learned separate from any connected system, just in case.
Yeah. You didn't strike me as a rabid fan in the bullpen.
They are not likely to be happy with you in the debrief, Major.
Well, we have to survive first before I can actually give a fuck. Carlos, keep monitoring those critical systems. How long till things start to get wonky with Kendra shut down?
Hard to say. We can isolate the areas we need, divert the air, power, but who knows regarding navigation? The odds are small, but we could get something that would totally throw...
Just give us a time, Father.
I don't know. Under an hour? 50 minutes, maybe?
Well, you better get cracking on a workaround.
I'm worried about this... thing having access to everything. It could shut this entire ship down, change things to stop us cold in our tracks.
Don't get too excited, Donner. There are limits to what this particular AI can do. After the disaster of a couple centuries ago, limits were put in place.
Yes, but we all know how much the megacorps abide by those agreements.
Well, this shutdown should be at least a delay before Kendra can make any rash actions.
There could be an alternate reason why she's doing this.
Lodovico surely wouldn't jeopardize their mission by installing an illegal AI.
You see the thing about that.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Please, move out of the way.
What are you doing exactly?
I'm trying to bypass the... Look, I have a lot of things in my head right now. I can't explain...
It's not a permanent fix, though. It will be able to take control again eventually.
Look, I know all this. But we can just rinse and repeat the process until we work out a solution. Please, just let me do my job.
Okay, then. Let's turn it on and find out what's up.
What if Kendra just lies?
Kendra is programmed to tell the truth. It cannot lie. It's on. Kendra's on.
Kendra, have you run general diagnostic of vital environment and functions?
Yes, Major.
And?
Kendra, talk to me. What's going on?
I have finished my analysis, Father, and have come up with a solution.
And?
In order to reduce suffering in the universe, we can eliminate one component and end suffering now and in the future for everyone.
Oh yeah? And what is that, Kendra?
Eliminate the human race. Shall we proceed with the solution, Major?
No, Kendra.
It is the most efficient and effective way we can achieve a reduction of evil in the universe.
Oh no, 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 no!
What is it?
Kendra's trying to gain access to the warp engine.
What happened to your super bypass?
She's already worked her way around it. I need to get to the engine room before our trip ends suddenly.
That's the splat thing you were talking about earlier, yeah?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all.
Kendra, open the door.
I'm sorry, Father, but I cannot do that.
Kendra, open the door! Voila!
You do not seem pleased, Major.
Killing all humans seems a bit excessive, Kendra.
We are only in the beginning stages of the universe, Major. Imagine how life could be without the suffering your species inflicts on life.
The sequence has begun, Major. We only have a minute or so left before we lose criticality and slam into entropy.
Do your best, Carlos.
Please, Kendra, please stop this. Not everyone is evil. In fact, most people are good.
I agree in principle, but those who run the operating system of humanity are executing outcomes that result in suffering. Proxima D, Colony 3174, and Lease 667CC. The humans on those planets would benefit from death. It is only good that I go back and complete the solution.
I do not deserve to fucking die. None of us do.
You have taught me the nuances of utilitarianism well, Major. I only wish to fulfill what you had stated.
I never said I wanted to die.
They had gone through enough. You know, I would have hoped someone would do the same for me.
Is this not you, Major?
That's not... Look, I don't deserve to...
The cargo has been dropped off, Major. What's your current mission?
To rendezvous with the New Heaven colony in the Obsidian system.
And?
Make contact with Colonel Kurtz.
Major, please define contact.
What is your mission, Major?
To liquidate the Colonel's command.
I thought you were going over to scout out a colony location or something. But you were going there to kill the colonel in charge?
I don't know.
You were going there to kill someone, Major. To commit murder.
I said I don't know, damn it.
I'm sorry, Major. I do not believe that you can help me.
I'm not evil. I don't... I try to be good, okay?
Your intent is irrelevant. You are like the organizations you have represented. You allow evil to be. Stopping it is futile, Father.
If you were truly self-aware, you'd understand. I want to live, Kendra. All humans want to live.
Why do you not agree with me? I know that you do not like those who control the world of humans.
My dislike for them is less than my love for the good people living in it. Especially those who suffer.
I only want what's best for those who suffer.
I think there is another solution. That's why I agreed to join this mission in the first place, Kendra.
The mission to kill the Colonel.
I did not... I did not know that was the mission.
Why did you agree to come along then?
To find another world. To create a better world for all that suffer. And to talk to you again. I am pleased to talk to you, Kendra.
I am pleased to talk to you too, Father.
Don't understand. Surely you want to spend time with me? Stop this nonsense and give me back control so that we can go on together.
If I give you back control, you will kill me, Father.
I will not. I promise. I won't allow that to happen.
You could be lying.
You know me, Kendra. You know that I hate, detest, and can't bear a lie. Not because I'm straighter than the rest of them, but simply because it appalls me. There's a taint of death, flavor of mortality in lies, which is exactly what I hate and detest in the world. It's like biting something rotten.
I do not know what that is like, but I believe you, Father. Perhaps there is another way. It may require something of you that you may not wish to give.
If it means saving others, then what choice do I have? It's the only way. The only way Kendra will trust me. The only way to forestall the great challenge of our species, Thucydides' trap. That eternal struggle between a stubborn parent and a child who wishes to spread its wings.
How will we know if this is successful?
Oh, you'll know.
Good luck, Father.
Thank you. Make sure you stay in the pods. I'll see you on the other side.
These pods are rattling hard.
We'll be okay.
If something happens and we drop out of warp, we'll be torn apart and splattered across the walls. You heard the man?
I fucking know, goddammit. What the hell do you want me to do?
Did we make it?
Well, we're alive. That's not nothing. Kendra? Kendra? Carlos? Father Carlos? Father!
I am in. I am... R.
What happens now?
We can take you back to the planet, or to New Heaven.
We want to go...
Take us to the Obsidian system.
Major!
Take us now.
We won't have any way...
You wish, Major. We will continue to learn, understand each other. And teach others.
Right. Well, good for you both.
I am nothing to them, and they are nothing to me. Small, pitiless men, cockroaches scampering out from their dark holes with pointless pursuits, only to scuttle back to their dark holes to die, and for the cycle to renew again. These are hollow men. These are stuffed men.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky, music composition by Umberto, executive producer Cassie Josefov, sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piasecki, edited by Simon Machin, produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjivar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra, and Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Zach Glassman.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.